A new study released by the think tank Think New Mexico shows that in 61 of New Mexico's 89 school districts, administrative spending grew faster than classroom spending over the past decade. I spoke earlier this week with Think New Mexico Director Fred Nathan about the study.
The basic demarcation is that administrative spending is usually money spent in the central administrative office under the superintendent, and it's for things like human resources and accounting and, you know, the deputy superintendent, the assistant and associate superintendents and so forth. Money not spent where the students are. In contrast, classroom spending is really everything that touches students. So not just the teacher in the classroom, but the coaches, the nurses, the counselors, and even the principals, who are actually particularly important for student achievement.
And Fred, in this new report, Think New Mexico notes that statewide, New Mexico's classroom spending grew an average of 1.5% a year between 2006 and 2017. In contrast, administrative spending grew by an average of 2.1% a year over the same time period. Why is this such a problem?
Well, there's a lot of research that indicates that the best return on investment, if you will, on dollars spent on public education are the dollars spent in the classroom where the actual learning takes place. And so it's troubling that 61 out of 89 school districts in New Mexico over the past decade grew administrative spending faster than classroom spending. And that's why we think it's so important to pass House Bill 77.
Fred, tell us about House Bill 77. Who's sponsoring it, and what would it direct the PED, the Public Education Department, to do?
House Bill 77 is sponsored by Bobby Gonzalez, a Democrat from Taos and a former superintendent. And the bill's very simple. It just says, going forward, the 89 school districts must spend the lower of inflation for the last 12 months or the increase in the public schools budget. So, for example, this year it's predicted that public school spending will go up by about 12%, and the inflation rate for the last 12 months was about 2%. And so the districts could only increase administrative spending by that lower figure, 2%, and the rest would go to the classroom where the actual learning takes place and reverse that imbalance that we talked about earlier.
Fred, anything else we should know about this issue, administrative costs versus in classroom costs?
Well, Tom, your listeners, if they want to learn more about this, are welcome to go to our website at www.thinknewmexico.org. And I encourage them to go to our Action Center, and if this is something they support, to contact their legislators through our Action Center, where there's a prescripted letter that they can edit, and we encourage them to edit it and send it to their legislators and let them know that the public really wants to see the dollars, their tax dollars, going to the classroom and less money going to administration.
Fred Nathan is Executive Director of Think New Mexico. Fred, thanks for your time today.
Tom, thank you for having me on your show once again.